Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you? How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good thirsty Thursday morning to you. It is the 28th day of March, 2024. It is opening day, 2024, the Major League Baseball season. So excited to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. You text the keyword sports radio, send that to 21,000, sports radio to 21000. And of course, you can call us 866-838-4843, 866-838-4843. That's where we find my friend Bob and Waters. Bob and Waters, what's going on this morning, my friend?
Oh, man, I want to call in on opening day, Andy. I got a couple questions. Who are the announcers this year? Who's with Dan Dickerson? Is there a full-time guy?
So Dan Dickerson is going to be joined by Andy Dirks on the radio side for a portion of the games. Ryan will also be able to help because there's quite the broadcast list, because Jason Benetti on the TV side, who came over from the White Sox, he is under contract for at least 127 games, I think it is. And then when he becomes unavailable for TV because of his national conflicts, whether it's in the NFL or college hoops or college football, whatever the case may be, he'll go work a national game. Then Dan Dickerson is going to slide over to the TV side of things and handle that for Bally Sports Detroit. And then our friend Greg Gagne, who's been on with us, he will jump into the radio booth. He's coming over from Double A Erie, the Sea Wolves.
Oh, okay. Well,
I know it's a lot.
Yeah, but the reason I wanted to find out is, first of all, can any of you guys watch the Tigers for free on TV in Detroit?
Watch it for free only if you have a cable package. So if you have a cable package that offers Bally Sports Detroit, then you could watch it. But if you just have like basic cable, then you're going to probably be in some trouble. However, Ryan may know of a workaround on a stream there, but I know that if I remember, you're not much of a streamer. Me neither, Bob. I mean, the cord cutters, these damn kids. I remember just slap some bunny ears on this thing. Let's go.
Tell you the truth, I don't have a TV either. The problem was last year, you know, Mr. Price passed away and they had about four or five people sitting in for him, taking his place. None of them were any good. They were not any good. And with the game being faster and shorter, they've got to really practice shutting up. They can't talk so much. They can't opinionate. They're not sports disc jockeys. They are broadcast journalists. And you have someone talking, then Dickerson would say, low ball two. Then they're talking, and it might go on for six pitches. And then you hear a crack of a bat, and Dickerson can interrupt the speech to bring you some baseball. And the game got unlistenable. I stopped listening last year. It was too frustrating. Ernie Harwell said, paint a picture of what you're watching. And you mentioned once about how radio is a theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing things like reading off their iPhone, just these inane stats and lists that had nothing to do with the game. And
baseball is such a finicky sport, right? And so Ryan just sent me over the list. I knew he'd have this. So TV, our lead is Jason Benetti, the backup Dan Dickerson, like I said, and then the lead analyst will be Craig Monroe. He'll also have Carlos Pena, Dan Petrie, Kirk Gibson, Todd Jones will all hop into the booth to be analyst for the television side on the radio, Dan Dickerson with Greg Gagne, who will back him up. And then Bobby Scales, Andy Dirks, Craig Monroe, and Daniela Bruce will be your reporter. Daniela, by the way, does a sensational job on the radio. She's just been fantastic. I really like Andy Dirks, and it's not just because he'll come on the show with us and talk to us, and he knows Ryan. They hang out together and drink beer. But I like the way he sounds on the broadcast. And it's not like, you know, he didn't have, you know, some 20-year major league, like, Hall of Fame career. He's a guy that when I feel like he's on with Dan Dickerson, I feel like he really has a good feel for the broadcast. And I just feel his energy and his passion for the game, right? And a lot of times, that's what I want, especially in baseball, when it's such a long season. If I turn on the broadcast, and Dan, you know, Double D is just, I mean, talk about Hall of Fame level. I mean, my God, are we blessed to have a guy like Dan Dickerson and, you know, Dan Miller and Ken Daniels. I mean, these guys, it's just, you know, Ken Cal. We're just so spoiled here in this area for our sports teams. We got a really great collection of play-by-play guys.
Yeah. Personally, I think Dickerson could do the job very well himself. And I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to say baseball is just about a dead sport. You know, I know all the athletes are bigger, faster, stronger, but can they execute? I got a brother who's a baseball fanatic, older guy. He's been to every stadium, major and minor. He told me a few years ago, like the month of August led all of baseball history in the most home runs. Same month led all of baseball history in strikeouts. And it happened the next month, too. And I said, this is just home run derby, and so many men are stranded. You know, you get the bases loaded, no outs, it didn't mean nothing. It didn't score any. And
you know what it is? It's the three-point shot in basketball is what it is. There's an obsession over the long ball. There's an obsession over the deep three, where the art of the mid-range, the ability to be a more versatile player. If it's not a dunk, it's a three-point attempt. If it's not a strikeout, it's a home run. Now, I think there are some parallels there. It's like offenses that are geared in football to only throw the football. You know, it's just I think that the best teams can do a little bit of everything, right? I mean, they can the fundamentals of the game, being able to move runners when necessary, you know, hitting for contact, being able to lay down a bunt, for God's sakes, little things like that. I think the pendulum will swing back, because I think at the end of the day, you know, you want to be able to get base runners on. The strikeout number has to come down like it has to. And it just kind of took a little while for us to figure that out.
Look, a couple of years ago when they had the shift. Now, I could only hear about the shift on the radio. I have a free radio on this station I'm listening on right now. Mm-hmm. They had the shift, and I thought, what would Tony Gwynn do with the shift? He'd hit where there's nobody on half the field. There's nobody there. And they took it away, but it made more outs, but it didn't make more singles. And I thought, yeah, these guys are great athletes, but they can't execute. And I figure anyone in Detroit who's anybody in the sports world is listening to your show, and I hope they just take it to heart and pay attention to the game. Tell us what's going on. They wouldn't even say who the next batter is because someone is already babbling, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. Secret of radio. Sometimes you got to have somebody else fill some time while you run to the bathroom. Swear to God. So when I work Tigers games up there, like, you, if you got to take a leak, you got to go ahead of time because, you know, doing the public address at Comerica, you know, in between innings, there is no break. That's when you have hot dog derbies and your car race and, you know, kids getting T-shirts and we'll go whack-a-mole, right? That's when you got even more stuff to do. So, like, you get I've been trapped in there. I mean, I've worked some games at Comerica where we've thrown out the first pitch at 7 o'clock and we're in like the eighth inning and it's 10:30 and you're like, oh my God, how does this happen? The good news is, Bob and Waters, we have a brand new 15,000 square foot scoreboard. It looks like a giant T almost that they just finished up, and you'll be able to, if you make it down to the ballpark or if you were there on opening day, you know, you'll be able to see it. It's massive though. You can watch the Tigers from like outer space with this thing.
Wow. I see our Commission on Aging up here has a Tiger bus on June 13th. It's only a five-hour drive, but now with a faster game. Someone was bragging the other day, there was a game in Florida, an hour for 54 minutes. I'm going to ride 5 hours to see that?
Well, it's not like just that. It's the experience. Like the if you do that, you let me know. I meet you downtown, and that's what we do. We get to hang out. Bob Waters, appreciate the call. We got to hit the break. We'll be back with more X's and Bros talking more Tigers baseball next year on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Save big on fuel with M-Perks. Earn points on your Meijer purchases in-store and online. Then use your points to claim a fuel reward and save up to $1 off per gallon of gas at Meijer. Claim your M-Perks fuel rewards in the Meijer app and ID at the pump to save. Plus, earn points for qualifying Meijer Express purchases and look for exclusive Meijer Express offers. Download the Meijer app to sign up or see Meijer.com to learn more. 10 cents to $1 off per gallon based on points earned. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Wisconsin. Max 30 gallons.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you right along with us. It's a Thursday, which means that the coach, Cal Barlow, will be joining us shortly. He is a huge, huge Tigers fan. Huge Tigers fan. So we will get into that one. In all of the Tigers conversation, opening day with him, that'll be exciting. It's MLB's opening day again, right? And I mean, you know, because it's opening day, might as well cue some of the music here and get everybody juiced up like I am for little America's pastime. How would he say? Working around that. I don't know if you guys follow Nikki Cass at all. This guy named Nikki Cass on Instagram. This dude is hilarious. He makes videos in which he impersonates baseball coaches, and amongst other things, but the baseball coaches are hysterical. If you got an Instagram account, Nikki Cass is his name, and he does like a travel ball coach and elderly Italian people in like a jersey. It's guy's one of a kind. Opening day part 6 for Major League Baseball. This is the official one. This is the official opening day. I don't care what they did on the other side of the planet. That doesn't matter to me. While Shohei Ohtani's battling a gambling, I don't call it an accusation, but we'll say gambling story falling around. Maybe a black cloud following him and the LA Dodgers right now. Arguably one of the biggest stories in all of sports because of how the story developed in what we knew, what we don't know. We really don't know a lot of things, but what we were told and then how that story changed. And oh, my goodness. But I'll tell you this much. Great quote here from A.J. Hinch, right? As they were trying to make some decisions on who's going to be on this roster, the 26 players that made the team. Said, quote, "We have a fun group. They are believers in each other. I congratulate everybody because opening day roster is one day on the calendar, but it's one of the coolest accomplishments as a player, and it's a fun day to celebrate." Now, you had Manning, Mize, and Reese Olson competing for 2 spots in the rotation. And there were 3 relievers, Bo Brisky, Alex Fajito, and Joey Wentz, dueling for 2 spots in the bullpen. Mize and Olson got in on the rotation battle. Fajito and Wentz got in on the bullpen battle. Matt Manning, Bo Brisky, both optioned to AAA Toledo. Now, Matt Manning did say he felt like he deserved to be on the team. And, you know, I understand he gets that news and gets asked the question and, you know, okay. All right. I don't want it to affect him, though. And it's probably going to a certain extent because, you know, he's bummed. You don't want to be a AAA, man. You don't want to ride that bus. Like, you feel like you've done enough. And that part I understand. But A.J. Hinchin said, quote, it's good for the organizational health. It's good to have the next wave that we know that we are going to need. We don't talk like that on a day that we're celebrating the 26 that are going on with us. But the reality is, I said to the team this morning, the people that are in this clubhouse are breaking with us. There are a lot of people who aren't that, but are still a part of this clubhouse from a distance, specifically referring to Bo and Matt, who were two of the tougher conversations this spring. That's what you got to do. You got to have tough conversations. You know, and that's a highly competitive sport. Highly competitive sport. And for the guys that are on that line right there, you know, if for Matt Manning, that had to be, and I get why he said what he said. I mean, it makes total sense. And, you know, you just hope that, you know, he maintains, because there are going to be injuries. Like, I feel like, I don't know the exact stat behind this, but I feel like there isn't another team in all of Major League Baseball that runs through the amount of starting arms that we will over the course of any given season. Like, that just, it just is what it is. Like, we get injured if things happen. And, you know, making the trip from Tampa to Chicago, getting ready for, you know, their season opener later on today, 4:10 on the south side against the White Sox. Benetti's home, right? The 26-man opening day roster for the Detroit Tigers. The catchers, Carson Kelly and Jake Rogers. The infielders, Javi Baez at short. Andy Ibañez playing second, third. Cole Keith at second. Zach McKinstry doing a little bit of everything. Second base, third base, shortstop. Can do a little right field, do a little left field. Spencer Torkelson over at first. And Gio Urshela at third and second base, respectively. In the outfield, Mark Canha playing right, left, and designated hitter. Kerry Carpenter doing a little right field and DH. Riley Green, left and right. Parker Meadows in center. Matt Vierling, right, left, center. And a third base option there as well. Starting pitchers, Jack Flaherty, who is a righty. Kenta Maeda, the righty. Casey Mize, the righty. Reese Olson, the righty. And Tarek Skubal, the one lefty in the starting rotation. And then your relief pitchers, Andrew Chafin, Alex Fiedo, Jason Foley, Tyler Holtman, Alex Lang, Shelby Miller, Will Vest, Joey Wentz. That is the 26-man opening day roster for the Detroit Tigers. A little round of applause for all those guys, huh? It's exciting. It most definitely is exciting. I wish that we would just, you know, get opening day like it used to be. I don't know why we're starting on the other side. Ryan is on the horn right now. Ryan, good morning to you. Why are we starting opening day overseas?
Oh, because there's big populations overseas that love baseball. You can get the biggest star. You know, you can make a bet that there'd be big crowds for Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, a big bet to see Shohei, you say? Puns intended?
Yeah.
Hmm?
No, I don't know what you mean. And you can pretend it didn't happen because that's what baseball will do. Just like any time something, you know, bad kind of happens in that area of the world, the U.S. just like, you know what? We're just going to ignore that. Look at our history. We just go, you know, bad things happen there. Let's just pretend it didn't happen. And we'll move on, okay? We'll just move on.
And that's exactly, you know, I can complain about this till I'm blue in the face every single year. Baseball does not do themselves any service by promoting their own product. Like,
just think about last night. Why wasn't there a standalone, like, opening game for baseball?
Could have dominated.
Like ESPN or Fox. You would have had the entire sports calendar to yourself. Like, yeah, there's some basketball, there's some hockey, there's no NCAA tournament, there's no, like, real game that's like, yes, this is what we have to watch tonight. And that's what baseball used to be. It seemed like there used to be, like, the day before opening day, there used to be one standalone game, but then, like, the TV deal got really weird the last 2 years because ESPN kind of cut their game short. They're like, we'll just do Sunday Night Baseball. And so you kind of lose that. And, you know, Fox has to run, you know, some 18th variety of whatever reality show they're going to run. And you've relied on streaming. So you could have dominated if you just, you know, planned ahead for 4 months. But you didn't, because that's Major League Baseball.
Yeah. You know, we have two games already postponed that are going to be made up tomorrow. The Mets and Brewers, and then the Braves and the Phillies in Queens and in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, respectively. But the rest of the docket seems pretty wide open. And I don't understand. We've got the 3:05 first pitch between the Angels and the Orioles, bunch of games at 4:10, basically everybody at 4:10 until you get to the night game. ESPN will have the Cubs and the Rangers from Globe Life Field in Arlington. And then you'll get into the West Coast games with the A's hosting the Guardians, the Mariners and the Red Sox, the D-backs and the Rockies are the night shift.
Yeah, it's a wide open day. And, you know, baseball always says this. They pretty much leave Friday open for those East Coast teams opening up because you don't know if there's going to be rain, sleet, snow, hell freezing over. You know, any one of those things can happen. And so that Friday's always open for these postponements. But also begs the for Milwaukee fans were rightfully upset because their opening day got postponed in New York. And like, hey, you know what would be cool? A roof over your stadium.
Oh, Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee. They don't have to deal with these such problems.
Well, they have the retractable roof. And I feel like that's the smart way to go with your, you know, Midwest, East Coast, you know, Northeast team.
Hmm. Maybe we could just construct a giant pole barn over the top of Comerica Park.
Why not? Let's do it. I mean, saw some of those upgrades yesterday. Big screen looks great. New TVs. Props to Justin Spiro proving online bullying works for an organization. I think he online bullied them into replacing all the TVs on the concourse. So congrats to Spiro.
Another Spartan dog. All right, we'll step aside. We'll be right back. The coach, Kyle Barlow, will join us next. We're talking opening day, Tigers, all kinds of good stuff. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
You're listening to Michigan Statewide Morning Show, X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. You know, I made the comment about Anthony Edwards' must-see TV, and then last night with the Timberwolves, he played 29 minutes, had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and just had kind of an off night. And the group chat's coming after me, and I said, look, man, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, because it's his first single-digit scoring game in 2 months, and the fourth game in 2 months. In which he scored less than 20, but whatever. You know, you people talk about whatever the hell you want. Time now to talk to a real guy who knows something about a thing or two. His name is Kyle Barlow. The best part about it is I'm sitting at work last night. I called into the office, and they're telling me about how great it is, although I can't say the actual like call letters or whatever, how great it was that we had this guy on, this coach that came on to tell all these great stories about when he was younger listening to said call letters that I can't say, and how they were just oozing over this guy. Coach Barlow, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Great morning, man. Great opening day morning, and appreciate you having me on He Who Must Not Be Named Radio. It was great. And hey, Anthony Edwards, right?
Yeah.
He must have tipped somebody off to take the under and then left the game with some unknown illness or personal reasons. Like my man, who was it, with the Raptors? Like, what are we doing, Bellino? You got the NCAA proposing to ban prop bets for college athletes, which I tend to agree with.
I love that. I think that's one of the smartest moves they've made, and they don't make a lot of smart moves, so we do need to applaud them when they do something that makes some sense.
Yeah, like if you would see our guys' DMs, like they'll show me some DMs in Instagram and Twitter from just some whack jobs. Like, you missed that last layup to hit the under, like, blah, blah. Or even before the game, hey, like, how you feeling today? Like, you think you can get 4.5 assists? It's like, well, first of all, nobody gets 4.5 assists. What do? Throw to somebody to make and they get fouled and they make 1 out of 2 free throws? Is that a half an assist? Like, what are we even talking about, man? But, yeah, that the story, the gambling, it's kind of taken a center stage a little bit, hasn't it, right now with Otani, with I don't even know what that guy's name is.
It's Jonte. Hell is his name? Jonte Porter, right?
Well,
Michael. Yeah, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So Jonte Porter, like, I don't even know who that is. And you,
Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
That's who he is. But it's kind of taken center stage with, you know, Otani, that, you know, talking about prop bets. You talk about ESPN and pumping the NCAA women's tourney so much that they're fixing games, it seems like, in West Virginia and Iowa. And I know we're not here to talk about women's basketball. We're talking about gambling at the forefront and the ratings they need. They need Iowa versus LSU. Like, if you were to tell me one team shoots 32 free throws and one team shoots 5, like, it ceases to be, well, we were just more aggressive and took it to the basket better, right?
Well,
like,
man,
like, that's way too much of a discrepancy.
Yo, the discrepancy is ridiculous, but is that too much of Caitlin Clark constantly on the refs? Like, our buddy Joe Kinsey right now is taking a lot of heat. He said he'll stand in front of the arrows for this one. I mean, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, right? People are talking about, oh, the men's tournament doesn't have any juice, and, oh, nobody's going to watch it. Highest, most watched men's tournament ever in history. Like, North Carolina MSU did over 10 million viewers. It was round 2, for God's sakes. Like, it's, come on. Like, I don't know how to say it politely. So I'll just skip that part. But Joe is out there doing the Lord's work, just taking shots right now.
He is, and I actually clicked on his tweet, whether he tweeted this morning or last night, but I thought it was hilarious because I was following a thread, and you know how he replies to people calling the coaches, very descriptive of the Iowa coaches, well, to say the least. If you want to look on Twitter, you can find it on Joe Kinsey. But yeah, very, very interesting. Gambling at the forefront, ratings at the forefront, you know, watchability, yes. You know, you want those matchups. So you want the women's tournament to catch up to the men. So you need Iowa versus LSU. So that's how you get 32-5 free throws, right? And does complaining to the refs really work? And by the way, like, she's the first basketball player to complain to the refs, to throw your hands up in disgust.
No, she's not the first to do it. But, like, I get on LeBron about this all the time. Like, stop complaining. Like, stop it. Like, if anything, I would think that, like, if you turn to me, if I'm an official and you turn to me and you want to get a little mouthy, I might give you the Draymond Green and kick you out of a game within 2 minutes of the thing starting, like he did last night. Or you might not get a call from me the rest of the game. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to look in your face. I'll put my hand over my mouth and tell you, you better shut your mouth right now. Or I swear to God, you won't get another call the rest of the night.
Or on the other hand, you have that ref in the viral clip of Michael Jordan. Mike, I didn't see him, Mike, but I believe you. That's the other side. You can have great. That guy, right? You ever seen that clip?
I have seen that clip.
Awesome, man. That clip is awesome. But yeah, just a general thought on like I said, gambling and the ratings at the forefront. I think that this gambling narrative is starting to really like bleed into sports, whether or not it was intended. You know, because I think it was the devil for so long, right? It was the enemy for so long. Wouldn't acknowledge it. Had to go to your Italian bookie if you wanted to get a spread, right?
Hey, why does he got
to
be Italian?
You know,
that's anti-Italian discrimination.
Yeah. No. I think they did great work. They provided a lot of people opportunities to bet on sports.
They provided a lot of people an early grave, too.
I mean, only if you believe half of Goodfellas, right? I mean, come on now. But yeah, no, it's crazy how it used to be, you know, just very
taboo
in the underbelly, right? And now it's so mainstream, and now you have these little cases. They're not little, being kind of swept under the rug and talking about interpreters, and then Shohei Ohtani had to fire him, and then he came out with a statement. Well, who interpreted that statement then? Who's your new interpreter? A lot of questions, Blaine. A lot of questions this morning on Thursday. We already talked about the NCAA tournament, how it might just go all chalk tonight, how the favorites just might win out on Thursday night. I don't see an upset out there, Blaine. I don't.
Really? All right. So let's go tournament first, because you brought it up. I have the big question for you coming up after that. So in the NCAA tournament tonight, Sweet 16 tonight and tomorrow, Elite Eight on Saturday and Sunday. Tonight is 6-seeded Clemson against 2-seed Arizona. This one at crypto.net.com arena, formerly known as Staples Center. 7:09 start time, CBS. Okay, here's what I don't understand. How is Arizona and Clemson being played at 7:09 on CBS? And then North Carolina, Alabama is being played at 9:30. Like that, like
9:39.
Yeah, do the math. Or Illinois, Iowa State being played at 10:09. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. Doesn't make any sense. But San Diego State, the 5-seed, taking on 1-seed UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, as I mentioned, and then Illinois, Iowa State. You think it's all high seeds? It's going to be Arizona, UConn, UNC, and Iowa State advancing, huh?
You know, the Iowa State, Illinois is a coin flip. I mean, that's a 2-3 matchup with two really good games. I think the spread, speaking of gambling, is -1.5 for Iowa State, which is nothing, as we know, like, especially on a neutral floor. The one upset, so I don't think there's an upset in that game. I think it's just a coin flip. But the one I can see, I don't think UConn's losing. I love their whole bulletproof mentality. That's just who we are. We believe, hey, let's just go keep dominating this tournament with their coach and his lucky hat and his lucky underwear, right? I love it. Clemson getting the Sweet 16, great story, but Arizona's still on a warpath from that early exit last year. The one game I would love to watch, and I might be sleeping, Bellino, because it is on so late, as you pointed out, is Alabama and North Carolina, with former Ohio player Mark Sears being a second-team All-American.
Your boy!
It'd be an interesting game. Yeah, I mean, talk about pace. Like, that game probably going to be in the 90s. You're going to be running up and down. You know, it might push to 100 because Carolina plays, you know, a lot in transition, and obviously that's what Alabama wants to do, is transition and shoot threes. So that's,
it does have the highest point total out of any game, and higher by more than 20 points than the Arizona game. So, I mean, they're expecting this thing to be 80 plus from both sides. They got it at 173.5. That's a ton of points.
How do you get a half a point?
You got to go over. Or you do the Jontay Porter and everybody gets sick right at the end. Everybody falls down, and then you don't hit the over. You go with the under.
I still like the I know we can't talk gambling. Am I allowed to talk gambling? But I still like the over in that one. I don't gamble, especially on sports. But, yeah, I do like the over in that one. 173.5.
You could absolutely say 90-85
game and you're winning?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's what you're saying. Like, I'm agreeing with you. Hey, by the way, Dusty May, the Michigan coach, he said he really likes to watch Alabama and their head coach, Nate Oates.
Who doesn't? It is fun to watch. Now, what Alabama has to do is win. If they win this tournament, then you can say, okay, this style of basketball is sustainable to win an NCAA tournament, right? To win a national championship, because you have such a discrepancy in your offense efficiency and defense efficiency this year. So you have teams like Alabama, who are a top five offense, and then a sub 75 defense. You know, same thing for Illinois, top 10 offense, sub 90 defense. And I think the other team in this tournament right now is maybe it's Carolina. I'm not sure. I have to check on that one. But in the past, it was always like your UConns, right, who are top 10 in both. Top 10 offense, top 10 defense, that's where you're going to get your national champion. And very rarely did the numbers stray outside of that. And you're talking KenPom, you're talking efficiency, you're talking all that, right? So now if you look at the game, you have a much bigger discrepancy. And actually, there's an article written on The Athletic that I'll send you this morning about it. And it's just very fascinating. Can you win the national championship with a top 10 offense and a sub 75 defense is the biggest question, because it's rarely been done.
You know, I just had a brilliant thought that just escaped me too. Now I'm going to be really mad and really frustrated about it for what is it called? The trapezoid of success or whatever, this golden trapezoid. That is this four-sided figure that's on a XY axis that predicts who wins the, you know, what teams are going to be good in the tournament. Have you heard of this? Have you seen this?
Yeah, and it's based on past champions, right? So no team has won the tournament if their offense is ranked X and their defense is ranked X. Like, every team who's won the tournament has had an offense ranked X and a defense ranked Y, right? So that's basically what that trapezoid is based on. And then you plot the numbers on a X and Y axis and say, okay, which teams fall inside this trapezoid? And you look at it, and there's 8 to 10 teams this year, you know, Purdue actually being one of them, who I still like to win the national championship. That's been my pick since day one. But Purdue being one of them, UConn being one of them, who are firmly inside that trapezoid. And it's like, okay, here's your national champions right here before before the season even starts. These are your national championships that's coming out of one of these 8 to 10 teams, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what you're referring to. So, yeah, I think it is. But, again, back to my point, can a team like Alabama, who I think would be outside that trapezoid, I'd have to check, can they win it all playing the style they're playing? Or is it the old moniker, right? Like, defense never goes in slumps, right? Where offense, you could have an off shooting night on an NBA arena that you're not used to, you know, and maybe those threes aren't falling. Like, those are going to be the games where you look back afterwards and a guy like Nate Oates can be like, well, we were 3 of 30 from three and we never do that, so it's just a cold shooting night. Well, it's like, you know, if you want to win a national championship, if you want to win 5 straight games, you're going to have to overcome that somehow, right? And whether that's getting to the rim more, getting to the free throw line, or just sitting down and guarding.
You know what puts you immediately in the trapezoid? Having a guy that's 7'4". That puts you right there. You got 7-footers on your team. You know, that really helps you get into that trapezoid. Tomorrow night's games, by the way, NC State and Marquette in Dallas at 7:09, followed up by that one's on CBS. True TV will be 5-seed Gonzaga taking on 1 Purdue. That is at Little Caesars Arena. We'll be live there from LCA tomorrow evening. Then 4-seed Duke versus 1-seed Houston on CBS at 9:30. The late game, Creighton, Tennessee, 10:09. Tomorrow night from LCA. Really not happy about that.
LCA, like, really has some great games. Like, Gonzaga, Purdue, and Creighton, Tennessee, great games. I know you're not happy because it's late. You draw the late one again, which somebody has to explain to me why LA got the early game today. I just
thank you. That's my whole point. That was my whole point. You're at crypto.com arena.
Yeah, I'm not that smart, but, right, like, I do know they're 3 hours behind us, but what a great matchup. Friday, I love Friday's slate, especially in LCA, and I was actually telling somebody about reminiscing, as one would say, the last time I think that the Detroit held the regional was the year before they held the Final Four, and it was in Ford Field. And I watched, me and my buddy, we watched Steph Curry take down Wisconsin. So we watched Davidson beat Wisconsin in Ford Field. And the next game was Kansas versus I can't remember who. And then Kansas ended Davidson's Cinderella the next day. But great games. I'll always remember that because Steph Curry just going crazy on Wisconsin in that game. And, you know, the hype had started to build with him in the first two rounds, you know, culminating in that game. And it was awesome, man. And then you just watch Bill Self and Kansas just do what they do and decimate opponents. By the way, where's Hunter Dickinson at?
Oh, $1 million, they said. $1 million, they said. $1 million. Yeah. Can you believe that?
What's the buyout to watch him jog up and down the floor?
Couldn't get any NIL money, and it's that's the latest from the fact that Caleb Love and Terrence Shannon Jr. couldn't get into Michigan, and they're both leading their teams in the tournament, and that would have been, they were firmly committed to Michigan, and then Hunter Dickinson, we don't have a real NIL program, and Jalen Rose going off because Juwan got canned. Look, if those guys are on the team, is it different? I don't know. I mean, you had a bunch of NBA guys on your roster already, and nothing really changed. I mean, I don't know. Is it different if those guys are there? It's probably, you're gonna win more than 8 games. I can tell you that much.
I don't know, man. I agree with what you're saying. My whole point was,
I'm not saying that.
I think Hunter Dickinson killed Kansas this year. I think he, especially in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched that game expecting to see Kansas, and all I saw was a 4v5 game taking place in transition, because Hunter looked like he had a refrigerator on his back. Like, he was lugging it up and down the court. I'm like, what is going on? This is your, million-dollar player, right? You're 2 years, $4 million, or whatever they said it was. Like, can we get a buyout?
I don't know. I'm sure Bill Self wishes that he could. I mean, that doesn't necessarily look like it's real money well spent. I mean, that was, but then again, it's the dangers. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I saw enough of it at Michigan where, there was, I could understand the impact, but I also understood that when you got somebody that was his size, he was struggled. I mean, Kofi Coburn, not necessarily offensively this dominant, skillful player, but damn, he was big, and he was like, he put it on Hunter and kind of neutralized him a little bit. And him becoming a focal point of Michigan's, like, I just don't know, man. The whole thing, I'm so happy Dusty May's here. We can kind of wipe our hands and keep it moving. And I just saw that Jalen Rose had said all that yesterday, and I'm like, okay. And if I had won the Powerball, things would be a lot different too. Guess what? You didn't get Caleb Love, you didn't get Terrence Shannon Jr., and I missed out on the Powerball. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I got to do the best I can where I'm at with what I got.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Yeah, it's very interesting. Excited for Coach May. Excited to see what he does. Obviously, I'll always be a fan of Michigan basketball, and my number's always open. If you see him, tell him that.
I will. I will definitely tell him that. And by the way, Tigers win 90 games this year.
Oh yeah, we own the North, baby. We own the North. We're taking the North. We're taking this division. This division's up for the grabs. We're gonna take it, even though we're still committed to just bookmarking at bats for all our young guys. Didn't want to add somebody like JD Martinez who can come in here and really make you a legit contender. But you know what? The kids are gonna get it done, believe it or not. And I think the old saying is too. I heard you talking on the last segment about starting pitching, and you're absolutely right. Like, dang well, you're not gonna have to make cuts for a rotation for very long, right?
No,
like,
somebody's arm's going to fall off. It happens every year.
Yeah.
Arm's going to fall off.
Somebody's going to have some left pinky tightness and have to miss a couple starts, right? We're going to have a right thumb soreness from playing Fortnite all night and Call of Duty, so somebody's going to have a week off. So they're going to get up, man. Matt Manning, keep your head up, baby. Bo Brisky, we'll see you in the bigs here in about a month or so. I think we all know that.
His name is the coach. He reminisces. We'll be back. Thank you, Coach Barlow. We appreciate you. More X's and Bros after this. Yeah. Michigan Sports Network.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Save big on fuel with M-Perks. Earn points on your Meijer purchases in-store and online. Then use your points to claim a fuel reward and save up to $1 off per gallon of gas at Meijer. Claim your M-Perks fuel rewards in the Meijer app and ID at the pump to save. Plus, earn points for qualifying Meijer Express purchases and look for exclusive Meijer Express offers. Download the Meijer app to sign up or see Meijer.com to learn more. 10 cents to $1 off per gallon based on points earned. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Wisconsin. Max 30 gallons.
The Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddieThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddieThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's FREDI ThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.